We're talking with Ben Calloway. How old are you, Ben?
32.
32. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
From Pensacola, Florida. Had spent time up north in Philly and New Jersey, but found our way back down here via the parents, my mom not liking the cold, so we're back in the heat. I don't know, I come from a good family, good background. I was a very happy little kid and active in sports, commanding officer of our local ROTC at Booker T. Washington. Did that all 4 years, just AB honor roll student. I think I'm a pretty average guy.
Did you go to college?
I went to PJC, but was trying to pursue a military career.
Okay. So what happened to get you in the place where you are now?
Yeah, I was 18 when I got in trouble the first time. I had was found in possession of marijuana, and I got in trouble for that. I was arrested. The first charge was a felony, but you know they put me on probation. I was able to complete that probation, but I was trying to complete it so that I could satisfy the courts and everything and still go into the military, but it just didn't play out that way. The military has standards, and I guess I didn't meet them.
Did you have to go to prison?
I got in trouble for that, and it basically changed my life, changed my career. I mean, that was my dream to do that, and I was no longer able to. Honestly, that was all my eggs were in that basket, and I had geared my life. Boy Scouts, ROTC, everything was gearing up for this moment. And when I couldn't fulfill my dream, I felt a little lost and turned to drugs. And wasn't the best move, but that is what I did. And, you know, was using for a while, found in possession of drugs, and wound up having to do more probations, couldn't satisfy those, and yes, I eventually wound up going to prison.
And how long were you in prison?
A year and a half. Year and a half behind bars. It was honestly one of the harder times of my life. It was tough, but even harder than that was the few years of using drugs beforehand. That was the worst. Prison was terrible, but we got through all that.
To meet all of your obligations, was it like a 3-year deal?
Honestly, it was these probations beforehand that, you know, I did my best. I tried all that I could, but I could not satisfy the probations, and the court's decision then was to send me to prison. Upon completing that, yeah, it was done. It was over after. Once I got out, that was it.
Okay, and that was a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half.
At what point did you realize that you didn't have the right to vote?
I knew that I wasn't allowed to vote, and I knew, I guess, my gun rights had been taken away. Okay, I knew that, but I didn't fully understand what all of this meant until I got out of prison and, you know, tried to get back into society. That's when I realized what had happened, what I had done. You know, as a felon, I couldn't, I had to go move back in my parents immediately because I couldn't even get an apartment anywhere. It's not just voting. Like, there's so, and I don't want to get into all that. There's a lot of other things that play along with it. But, no, I didn't realize all the things that I had lost until I got out of prison.
So those things really weren't on your radar before.
Right. It's, you know, when you haven't been through the system, when you haven't had any of this stuff happen in your life, you don't even think about it. But unfortunately, some of us have, you know, made decisions that put us in the situation where we had to go through that. And now we know. And, man, I wish I could change some things.
So you're 32 now. And how long has it been since you've completed all of
five
your
years.
5 years? Mm. Are you eligible yet to apply for your rights restoration?
No. It's when I left prison, I believe it was 7 to 10 years, somewhere in between there. So 7 to 10 years, you had to wait until you were eligible to apply to become eligible to vote again. You have to become eligible to become eligible. And then once that happens, you know, you have to appeal to the governor. You got to, yeah, there's like this council of people that you have to, you know, go before clemency board. And I don't know, it just seems pretty hard. You got to go, you got to do whatever hoops they, you know, whatever things that you need to satisfy, you have to do. And then you still have to hope that you're perceived as a decent enough person to be granted such an eligibility to have that restored to you.
What bothers you most about it? About the current process?
Well, I mean, exactly that. I mean, I wish there was just, you know, I'm deeply sorry for the things I've done. Okay, I screwed up, and you know, I did my time in prison. I paid my fines. Okay, there's some more hoops to jump through after that. I'm willing to do it.
Is it the fact that it takes so long? Or you'd rather it be ABC 1 2 3 complete
just,
that?
I mean,
and
I wish
then
there was a like an actual guideline, a process, because you know, I just want to be a normal person. I don't even feel like a person. I'm expected to follow all these rules and be in society and everything, and yet I'm not allowed to contribute anything.
Tell me about the seafood festival.
My girlfriend and I, we were heading downtown to the seafood festival here in Pensacola, and it was a beautiful day, enjoying ourselves, going to look at some art. We were looking around, and then we pass a booth where some ladies were, you know, trying to raise awareness and get people, you know, aware that there was this vote coming up, Amendment 4, to, you know, help returning citizens get the eligibility to vote again. And I liked what they were saying. They were going on about it. And then at the end, they're like, all right, well, can we get your vote and everything? And I said, no, you can't, because I'm a felon. And I appreciate everything you're doing. Keep up the good work. But I don't know. I want to participate. I want to do things. I want to help out. Yeah, I screwed up in the past. I feel like I'm the only one who can put it behind me, and I feel like there's these just insane barriers ahead of me to even be a part of society again. Like, that's all I want. I just want to help. I just want to be considered a normal person.
Well, for some, it's like you get a job, you pay your taxes, but you don't feel whole. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm expected to do everything that everyone else is supposed to do, and I'm glad to do it. Absolutely. And that's society, right? But yet, because I had carried this label, I'm in a separate class than everyone that really is not allowed to participate in virtually anything. And so, I mean, it's not a whole lot of incentive there, you know?
What would it mean to you to have Amendment 4 passed?
It would be a start. I'm not trying to be a bad person or anything. I just want to put my two cents in. That is it. I mean, that's really it.
What is it that you want people to think about, to know? What would you say to them as they're casting their ballots for or against Amendment 4? What's your pitch to voters who are deciding this?
We're all people. We're all the same. You know, some of us have made some poor decisions in the past, and it's unfortunate. And you know what? I bet you the big bulk of us are really sorry for the things we've done. I would just say give us a chance to, you know, show you that not all of us are terrible people. We made bad decisions. We made a bad mistake. Okay, we screwed up. I get it. But I don't live that life anymore. I'm not that person anymore. I am not a shadow of the person that I once was. And I don't know, it just give me a chance to show people that.
You finished your sentence.
Yeah.
You paid your debt.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say that. I did my time. I've paid all the fines they've ever wanted. I've, you know, did time behind bars. and now I'm back here in society, and I still kind of feel locked up.
So, Ben, here's how I want to end. Tell me about your life since you've been released from prison.
Things have been great. Things have been awesome. I got out of prison. I stayed at my folks' house for maybe 6 months, was able to get moved into a nice house in a nice neighborhood with the help of my parents. Have worked at the family business this whole time for 5 years. It's doing great, helping them out with that. Dad's been able to kind of take a back seat and, let me and my brothers really take the reins there at the shop. Things are going great there. I have a new love in my life. Things are awesome there. We're busy hanging out and traveling with each other, going places, doing things. My family life, the dynamic is, it's like it was when I was a kid, before any of this nonsense happened. They all know. They know me when I was on all of these drugs and all the nonsense and everything, and they know me now. And it's not the same person. I'm Ben again,
You're feeling good.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely feeling myself. I don't know. I went through all that stuff. It was horrible. It was terrible, but I definitely learned from it. And, life's been good. Life's been good. It could be better.
And, of course, passage of Amendment 4 would be
a plus. That's some little things I was talking about. Just a couple little extra things, and we'll be good.
Well, listen, Ben, thank you for speaking with us, and good luck.
Thank you.